This is Jim Engster. We're joined now by Holly Howitt, the Executive Director of Beacon Community Connections in Lafayette, where we have many listeners of WRKF, and it's good to talk with you, Holly.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, and you're doing some good work in Acadiana and elsewhere. And tell us about your organization.
Sure. Beacon Community Connections is a nonprofit that really sees itself as a connection catalyst. We are a connection hub for people that need some help and aren't really sure where to turn in the community. So we take referrals, and we work to identify a person's needs and then look for resources in the community. And not just connect them to that resource, but also follow up and make sure that it was actually an appropriate resource and it actually solved the problem that they were having.
Well, you work with people who tend to fall through the cracks and use hospital ERs as their main health care provider. This is certainly a noble endeavor and one in our world today that is essential.
That's correct.
Well, tell us about how that works. Is it something that is turnkey, or is there some heavy lifting involved?
I would say there's some light lifting involved. So in 2018, we were fortunate to receive a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana Foundation to pilot an idea that we had on how we could help people that, like you said, fall through the crack and end up returning to the ER or just don't get well enough to have a quality of life in the community. And so we partnered with them. We partnered with 232 Help, and we partnered with Lafayette General Health System and piloted this project where hospitals would identify patients that were at risk for having what's called a social determinant of health needs. And basically, that's anything like transportation, food insecurity, different things like that. They would refer that to us electronically. We would take the referral, contact the person by phone within 24 hours of them being discharged from the hospital, talk more with them about what their needs are, and then get to work finding resources in the community. And our pilot in 2018 was so successful, the Lafayette General has now entered into a contract with us, and we've also expanded and are now working at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Lafayette as well.
We're visiting with Holly Howitt. She is Executive Director of Beacon Community Connections in Lafayette, and she's on the cutting edge of the changing world of healthcare delivery. And, of course, cost is something that concerns most of us. And you believe, I think, that outcomes can be improved when there is very good access. And I think that's common sense, but that access is often not achieved without some, as you say, light lifting.
Right. Yeah. And so one of the interesting things that people may not realize is your overall health and well-being, only about 20% of that is related to the health care that you receive. The other 80% is basically environmental factors, socioeconomic factors, and other factors that really impact your quality of life. So let's say that you have diabetes, which is very prevalent in South Louisiana, and you live in a food desert where there's no place where you can access fresh foods, healthy foods. The chances of you having a lot more symptoms and a lot more complications from your diabetes are much higher than if you were in an area where you had access to healthy food, were able to walk and exercise and things like that.
Holly and Beacon are organizers of the 2019 South Louisiana Culture of Health Summit, and this will feature healthcare leaders as well as many others, including insurers and IT people, and we'll have a collection of people who are involved in healthcare in various ways, but this is coming soon. It's an event that is the 25th, so we're not that far away. And Holly, I know this is something you've worked fervently on, and you're proud of the collection of people who will be participating.
Yes, so we're very excited about our upcoming health summit that's going to be held in Lafayette, like, as you said, on the 25th. Our theme is Access Drives Outcomes, and so at the summit, people will have access to good data around all kinds of aspects of healthcare. We'll be having policy discussions on what are the new policies and changes and trends and patterns in healthcare. And then we'll be doing a deeper dive into some cutting-edge delivery strategies, including a deeper dive into community care connection, which is what you and I have just been talking about. We're very excited to have some national speakers Ms. Kelly Craig, who comes from the Camden Coalition up in New Jersey, talking about her experiences. And then on a statewide level, we're very proud to have Dr. Vindell Washington, who is the Chief Medical Officer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana, come in to talk to us as well.
The event is on the 25th, as in next week. And for those who'd like more information, Holly, how do they find out about how to participate, how to be there and join the conversation?
Sure. They can either, if they want to buy a ticket, they can go to Ticketmaster and search South Louisiana Health Summit, and you can buy your tickets through Ticketmaster. Or if you want more information, you can go to our website, beaconconnections.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Now, I have everything but a location, so where will you be?
We will be at the Hyman Convention Center in Lafayette, Louisiana, on September 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, so you'll be right at the heart of the action, one of the great facilities in Louisiana, the Hyman Convention Center, starting at 9 o'clock on the 25th, as in next Wednesday. Again, it's the 2019 South Louisiana Culture of Health Summit at the Hyman Center in Lafayette. Thank you so much, and good luck, and congratulations on your good work. And a reminder that 855-893-9753 is the number to call and make your contribution to WRKF. If you like this hour of programming, we'd like to hear from you before 10 o'clock, 855-893-9753. And for $5 a month, you can become a sustaining member. Coming next is Bridget Gardner, the coordinator of the Community Injury Prevention Program at University Medical Center in New Orleans. Now this pause, and we'll be back soon. This is Jim Eakster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And a reminder that this is Fall Member Fest time, and we don't ask for your support often, but this is a time when we're doing so, and something we need to keep things as we know them to be. And for 39 and a half years, they've been tall and proud, WRKF has, with all of its great programming. And if you like this hour of programming, please call us 855-893-9753. And for $5 a month, you can become a sustaining member. That's only $60 a year. And Gwen Pelagi, our membership director, says six new sustaining members have signed up, and we thank them, including one most recently from the great city of Gonzales. The number for our show, as you know, is 877-217-5757, and we're joined now by Bridget Gardner. She's a registered nurse and coordinator of the Community Injury Prevention Program at University Medical Center in New Orleans, home to the region's only Level 1 trauma center. And good morning to you, Bridget.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about an event this Saturday that's important if you believe in child safety seats, and it's something that people here in Baton Rouge can take advantage of. But vehicle crashes are the leading cause of child fatalities in our state, and child restraints are the number one factor in protecting children from crash-related fatalities and injuries. And you, as a nurse, and as one who knows trauma well, unfortunately, this is something that is near and dear to you, isn't it, Bridget?
It sure is, because as a medical professional, if we can do anything to save the life of a child, lessen the injury, and lessen those costs associated with injuries and fatalities, it's well worth it. And tomorrow is National Seat Check Saturday, so this is our opportunity to really make a difference out there.
Well, this is something that's been going on for a few years. Since 2016, Kurgan Brothers Sonic Drive-Ins, along with participating Sonics, have partnered with the University Medical Center and the Louisiana Passenger Safety Task Force to raise nearly $250,000, providing 2,300 free and professionally installed car seats to families in need. And this is something that will be done in other places, but Saturday in Baton Rouge at 9 o'clock, there will be the start of National Seat Check Saturday, and where it'll be at the police department, understand, 9000 Airline Highway. How does this work, Bridget?
Okay, so with the partnership of Sonic, we have over 700 child passenger safety nationally certified technicians in our state, which is great. And so through the partnership with Sonic, we're able to provide seats to those who have previously registered for a program. So we will be providing those seats, and more importantly, we will be installing them correctly. So child passenger safety isn't one size fits all. And so per child, per size of child, height, weight, and per the vehicle that you're traveling in, it's not going to be the same for every child. And so through our certifications, we're able to partner with Kurgan Brothers Sonic and other participating Sonics through their calendar sales to not only provide the seat but provide the education, as well as open the event to the public for those that already have child safety seats. So in Louisiana, we're about a 94% misuse of child safety seats. So even parents who are trying don't always get it right. And so to have a safety seat isn't enough. Mm-hmm. It has to be properly installed. And that's what we'll be doing statewide. Now, you have an event in Baton Rouge, but we actually have events, one in each region of the state, going on tomorrow from 9 to noon.
Yeah, and an inquiry about Lafayette, and I see that one's 9 to noon at Cajun Harley-Davidson.
Right.
In Scott, Louisiana. So 724 I-10 South Frontage Road in Lafayette tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Well, on August 1st, as of a month and a half ago, upgraded laws went into effect regarding car seat safety in our state, and children should use a child safety seat in the safest mode allowed by the safety seat manufacturer. There you go. And now, what happened on August 1st as far as the upgrade of the law?
So our last law was in 2004, and so we needed a new law in Louisiana to parallel what the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying, and we did it. It passed unanimously. Legislators were all for it, and it's because of the safety of children. So it's basically telling you to use the seat that you currently have, use it in the safest mode for as long as you can. In other words, we know rear facing is safer, so keep the child in the rear facing mode for as long as that manufacturer of that seat allows before you go forward facing. And we're trying to delay that transition that goes from rear facing to forward facing, forward facing to a booster. And especially now, children under 13 must be in the rear seat, and that's huge. So that was never in our law previously. And so now we're keeping children in the rear seat, which we know through research definitely helps to decrease injuries and fatalities.
Bridget Gardner is with us. She's a registered nurse and coordinator of the Community Injury Prevention Program at University Medical Center in New Orleans. And she is, of course, an advocate for child safety seats. And tomorrow, 9 to noon, National Seat Check Saturday events taking place at 9 locations in our state, including the Baton Rouge Police Department at 9000 Airline Highway. Thank you, Bridget. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.